Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a moment where we elevate our consciousness and connect our thoughts and behaviors to the witness of the divine power of God for our professional success as leaders. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your participation and presence in this time of dedicated prayer for leaders amongst leaders. The aim here is to connect our higher level of consciousness with our natural reality as we grow as industry leaders. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one of ones, atmosphere shifters, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history makers, kingdom catalyst moguls, and innovators. Together, we are increasing our productivity, improving our conditions, giving ourselves options, and growing closer in relationship to God through the distinct power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed, safe, supported, valued, and appreciated. Thank you for joining me. I am Dionne Marie. I advise new C-suite executives and emerging leaders across varying disciplines in mastering the transition from employee to driving the development and deployment of an attainable vision and sustainable value as an employer. I am the woman that takes you to the next level. Today, let's highlight the realm of modern-day business warfare. Few figures loom as large and strategic as Ursula Burns. Born in a New York City housing project, Burns ascended to become the first Black woman to lead a Fortune 500 company. Her journey to the top of Xerox Corporation epitomizes the fusion of strategic acumen, tenacity, and visionary leadership required to navigate the complexities of the corporate battlefield. From her early days as an intern to her eventual tenure as CEO, Burns honed her strategic prowess through a combination of education, experience, and innate resilience. Armed with a master's degree in mechanical engineering from Columbia University, she leveraged her technical expertise to ascend to the ranks within Xerox's engineering and product development divisions. However, it was her ability to navigate the intricate web of corporate politics and market dynamics that truly set her apart. One of Burns' most notable strategic maneuvers came in the midst of the digital revolution that threatened to render Xerox obsolete. Recognizing the need to pivot towards services and solutions, she spearheaded the company's transformation from a hardware-centric entity to a multifaceted provider of business process, outsourcing, and document management services. This strategic shift not only ensured Xerox survival, but also positioned it as a leader in the digital age. Burns' mastery of business warfare extended beyond mere adaptation to proactive innovation. Under her leadership, Xerox embraced strategic partnerships and acquisitions to expand its market reach and diversify its offerings. From the acquisition of affiliated computer services to strategic alliances with companies like Fuji, Xerox, and Cisco Systems, Burns orchestrated a series of bold moves that solidified Xerox's position as a global powerhouse in business services. However, perhaps Burns's most enduring legacy lies in her commitment to diversify and include. As the first Black woman to helm a Fortune 500 company, she shattered glass ceilings and paved the way for future generations of underrepresented leaders. Through initiatives like the Xerox Minority Scholarship Program and her advocacy for gender and racial equality in the workplace, Burns demonstrated that strategic leadership encompasses not only business success, but also social responsibility. In navigating the complexities of modern-day business warfare, Ursula Burns epitomizes the principles of strategy, resilience, and visionary leadership. From her humble beginnings in a New York City project to her ascent to the pinnacle of corporate America, she leveraged her intellect, experience, and unwavering determination to master the art of warfare in business. As the corporate landscape continues to evolve, Burns' legacy serves as a beacon of inspiration for aspiring leaders seeking to conquer the challenges of the modern business battlefield. Now, let's prepare our mind, heart, and soul for prayer. With your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment as a limitless being. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this prayer, petition, connection, conversation, experience. Center yourself. Right now, right here, in this special moment, join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind. Silence your urges to be distracted. Now, release yourself to God. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. Take a slower deep breath in. Let it out. God, we lift you up. We magnify your name. Oh God, how we exalt you on this day. God, we praise you. We honor you, oh God, for you are God alone. Above you, there is none. Beside you, there is none. God, we are your children. We are yours. We are called by your name. Oh God, we love you. We thank you. We thank you that you know the hair count on our scalp. You know our DNA and how we were constructed, God. We have purpose and you have a plan. And God, we are thankful to be a part of it. And oh God, we thank you right now that you are showing us over the course of this week, over the course of this day, how we are to navigate business success and social responsibility. God, show us how to do the right thing at the right time for the right reason. God, we thank you. We praise you that you are going to work through our mind, through our resources, through our heart, through our soul, to connect us to people that are like-minded, that are visionaries, oh God, that see the course of the future and how we are to maneuver and navigate, oh God, the battlefield and the warfare that is corporate America. God, help us to be the leaders that you have called us to be, designed us to be, ushered us into being, oh God. Commissioned us and commanded us to be, oh God. Show us the way forward. Show us the way onward, oh God. Let us be strategic in our moves, oh God. Let us not leap forward unknowingly and unwittingly, oh God. But let us be strategic, God. Let us be mindful that every step forward takes us closer to the plan that you have created and designed. God, we are not here just by happenstance. We are not in the positions that we have just because. So let us be mindful of the leaders that we are. Let us be mindful of the leaders that we are to become. Let us be mindful of the people that are working for us, caring for us, and doing for us, oh God. Let us be mindful of the welfare and the well-being of those people that are helping us get to where we're going. Let us be ever careful, God, to not take them for granted. To not take the next move for granted, oh God. Every day, every single moment, oh God, someone is coming up with an idea that could cause our businesses, our organizations to become obsolete. God, help us be able to pivot. Help us in our feelings, our emotions, our ego, our time, and our resources to be able to pivot and to know what direction to go in, to know what direction to move, to know what direction to put our resources. God, help us when we can't help ourselves. Focus us when there's so much going on at one time. Help us to see what others cannot see. Help us to see in the spirit, to see in the natural, God, what others cannot see. Remove the scales from our eyes over the course of this week. And if we need to pivot, if we need to shift, if we need to change course, oh God, give us the strength to do it. Give us the language to speak the vision. Give us the hope to plant the vision. Give us the peace, the understanding, the know-how that we need, God, to continue to carry forward. God, we know you can do this and more. So we come to you, knowing that all things are possible through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Knowing all things are possible, God. Let us be strengthened. Let us be willing, hopeful, and strategic. God, we thank you. We thank you, God. God, have your way. Get us out the way. Have your way through us. Have your way through us. Get our egos out of the way. Get our past experiences out of the way. Get our past victories out of the way. Because there is so much new ahead. There is so much new, better, greater ahead. Help us to see it. Help us to see it over the course of this week and to be willing to do the necessary to get there. Ashe and amen. Psalm 66 and 19 says, but truly God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer. I declare you are blessed with an increased capacity to develop your teams, to ensure that you are able to pivot when necessary, that you are able to see beyond business success and see social responsibility. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, co-workers, subordinates, staff, and executives. I thank you, God, for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily task. Amen and amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friends. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, but including and not limited to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing.